Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant for our look at, well, I guess it's in the paint now. I keep forgetting. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melly? And hey, the Final Four is set this weekend, Saturday night, down in Arlington at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And things went a little bit like this. Number one overall seed, Florida, was the first to stamp their ticket with a 62-52 win over Cinderella 11th-seeded Dayton. The Gators reached their fifth Final Four after losing at this point in each of the past three NCAA tournaments. Then number two seed, Wisconsin, entered the fray as they won a nail-biter for myself included for my bracket proof over number one Arizona, 64-63. Is Wisconsin's first Final Four appearance since 2000. And then Sunday, number seven seed UConn would earn a 60-54 win over number four seed Michigan State, who was a trendy pick by many to win the championship. They are led by star guard Shabazz Napier, who has been hot in the tournament, much like former UConn star and Charlotte Bobcat Kimball Walker did when he led a red-hot Husky squad to the national title in 2011. And the young eighth-seeded Kentucky Wildcats would be the last piece to the puzzle as they would upset number two seed Michigan as Aaron Harrison made a three-point from about 24 feet with 2.3 seconds left Sunday to lift the Wildcats to the victory, 75-72. It will be Kentucky considered one of the elite bluebirds, if you would say, programs in college basketball, their 16th trip to the Final Four. So your matchups for this Saturday, it'll be Florida taking on UConn in a rematch that UConn defeated Florida earlier this season, and Wisconsin will play Kentucky for a chance to play in the championship game on Monday night. So it should be a fantastic Final Four. Then the Bobcats, as we just mentioned, Kemba Walker, his current team now, they're in a bit of a rut as they've lost three of their last five, with their last defeat coming at the hands of the Orlando Magic, 110-105. Their week ahead includes a big one tonight at home versus North Carolina's own John Wall and the Washington Wizards. Then on the road for the lowly Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday. And then they will close the week with another date with Orlando on Friday, and then go on the road to Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers on Saturday. So Bobcats still very much in the playoff picture. They just need to keep things going, keep it steady, and they should get into the show. And to close things out, NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series action yesterday, Kurt Busch broke his 83-race winless streak at Martinsville in a race that included an event record 33 lead changes and 12 race leaders. So a great race yesterday, Kurt Busch picking up the victory, his first in the season, which will put him in the Sprint Cup chase for the championship. And Melanie, this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
And of course, the full recap on PraiseCharlotte.com and every Monday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.